to the initial draft, and here we are with the five agenda items. First, preparation for the Marina del Rey meeting with a couple of sub-items, namely the questionnaire for the staff, then draft agenda for the face-to-face meeting, and then question of meeting transparency itself, whether it should be open or closed. Then we would wish to review methodology and timetable and review team meeting schedule. Then we may wish to talk about conceptual framework for the reviews based on Billy's today's email. And then still question of volunteers to put pen and prepare first documents for Marina del Rey meeting. There have been a number of submissions to the mailing list, but I believe that each subject should be taken up by one person, and that person should carry on all the inputs on any given question to prepare documentation for Marina del Rey meeting, and then any other business. So that's for the menu for today. Would that be acceptable?
Looks good to me.
Likewise. Okay.
So okay. Then, Peter, do you want me to carry on, or you will take a lead?
No, I'm happy. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Okay. The only limit is 1 hour 30 minutes for me. I have a next meeting in 2:30 Paris. So, questions to the staff. Here we have two papers, one submitted by Becky, and then Brian, based on Becky's submission over weekend, send a slightly edited version. So, our task today would be agree on these issues, on questions that we can send them to the staff of ICANN after this conference call to give sufficient time for staff to prepare. Seems to me that the list of questions is very long, and we need to be cognizant that staff is overstretched in preparing Brussels meeting, and therefore sooner we will give the list of issues to the staff, better they will be prepared for the meeting. And then on top of it, we need to agree who from the staff we expect to be with us on the 5th of May, whether Rod alone or Rod supported with the other staff members, and if that's the case, then whom we think they should be. So that's the first introduction for the question for this issue. Any comments?
Yes, Fabio, I have a suggestion for the questions.
Please,
it seems to me that the questions should essentially fall, could be either reduced to three or should be at least regrouped under three categories. In my view, the three questions that I would like to ask the staff is, what is their understanding of the accountability and transparency issues that have led to the creation of this review team? Second, what is their view of the justification of these complaints? Three, what has ICANN been doing over the last 2-3 years to address these issues, to which extent these complaints about lack of accountability and transparency are the result of something that maybe was justified 3-4 years ago and it is less justified now? But essentially, I would like to understand from the staff how they see the issue, how they see the reason why there is a review team being set up on this issue, and what is their understanding of the obligations of accountability and transparency of ICANN.
Thank you, Fabio. Any reactions to Fabio's suggestion?
This is Becky.
Please, Becky, go ahead.
First of all, I want to say I agree that the list of questions is long, and I was very conscious of that when I sent my list in and Brian's revisions. So there may be some prioritization that we want to do. I, Fabio, am reluctant to put staff in a defensive position from the beginning, and I think that I think that there is a lot of understanding about various complaints and unhappiness. I think it's an interesting way to go about getting them to talk about these issues, but I am afraid that by focusing on the sort of what has been the source of unhappiness in the past, we will have a less open response. And I also think it has been a short time since the affirmation of commitments was signed, so that and it's been a time in which there's been a lot going on. So to me, an approach which is more about sort of one, what are the factual things that are in place now, and two, you know, where do you see your role, staff, in the accountability and transparency, you know, sort of what your various roles are, and then three, what's being planned that we may not know about. And so it is three questions, sort of, but I think that I would phrase them slightly differently. And then the other thing I would say, Giannis, is just on the question of who is there. I think we would benefit if it was a broader group than just Rod, but I could be talked out of that.
Okay, thank you, Vicky. So then I understand that you are kind of moving away from the exhaustive list of questions which may be answered to staff at a later stage, but the first would be just three general questions.
Well, I think that the questions that I had put together really did fall into what I was thinking about was those three top levels. So it may be one way of approaching it may be to have these are the three questions that we want to have answered. Here are some questions that may help you sort of think about and prepare for it, and then provide the more, you know, detailed questions as kind of for their use in thinking about how to answer those three questions.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Mr. Pereira. Speaking.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I have one suggestion. First of all, I like to thank Mr. Becky, Bryn, and other members of the drafting of the questionnaire. Generally, I agree to most part of it, but when it comes to the area of GAC, I would like to propose the following question to be added into the text. Which is how effective is a consideration by ICANN of a GAC input on the public policy issues with respect to AOC paragraph 9.1? I would propose for further define public and interest community. For example, GAC, CCNSO, ASO, etc.
So you are suggesting, Hing Sang, that we should add a question on how effective is the GAC policy advice, GAC advice on public policy issues.
Yes.
Okay, that's noted.
Peter here. What if I could comment on the questions on the staff side? I think I tend to agree with Becky and the Becky's list. And that the first round of questions, because there will be more, should be limited to relatively straightforward factual questions. You know, how many, what happens, who does what, where do things sit? I think those questions are good starting questions, and for all of the staff under a lot of pressure, they can answer those reasonably well, including also what steps have been taken here or there on other projects. Those kind of factual questions I think are quite good, and I wouldn't have thought that many of the ones on her list would cause much of a problem. I think Fabio's questions are excellent ones, but they're the ones that we have to answer. to a large extent. I think asking the staff a question like, what's their understanding of the issues that led to the formation of the review team is an enormously open-ended sort of one, which I think we need to come to. But if we could have a list of much more factual questions to start with, and I think, for example, the organisation chart is a very useful thing to start with.
Mm.
As far as the staff is concerned, they're all willing to help. I think it would be quite useful to, as we prepare the questions, to group them under general headings, and then the staff can sort out who best can answer those. The practical reality is that Rob's just coming up for 1 year, and though he's got a tremendous grip on the thing, the CEO never knows all of the detail that the particular departmental leaders will know about. So I think if we can break them down into sort of obvious departmental topics, we can expect some contribution from the heads of those departments. Thanks.
This is Larry. I'd just like to agree with what Peter just said, particularly in terms of additional staff. I don't think this is something we can or want to just limit to Rod interacting with us on. I think getting a chance to see some of the other managers there will be important in terms of the assessment. I guess I would like to take, maybe not issue, but seek clarification on the question of asking people for opinion versus fact. I do think it's important to understand from staff how they interpret what it is they're trying to fix. Now, I don't think we have to put on them. They're attempting to interpret what other people think about them. But I think it is important for us to understand, what have they done since the affirmation was put in place in terms of internalizing it among the staff, which would have involved them discussing how they're being viewed by other people. And I think their assessment of that's important for this process. But I wouldn't put them on the hook to have to tell us what everybody thinks about them. But how they perceive that and how they react, how they are planning to react to it, I think is important for us.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Any other comments?
Hi. Yeah, this is Manel.
Manel, please go ahead.
Yes, I also tend to agree with what have been said by other colleagues regarding the questions. I really think that Fabio's questions might be our ultimate goal, but at this stage we have to be looking at facts. I mean, we have to be gathering facts and not asking for opinions or what the staff really thinks. From the facts, we can then conclude and maybe ask more higher-level questions, but at this point in time, I'd rather go for facts. On the other hand, I also think it would be very useful to extend the attendance beyond Ross. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Manon. Olivier, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm quite at ease with what has been said and with the question as they were written by Brian. I just want to raise again the question of definition. I think we have to take some small amount of time to discuss or to ask the staff what their working definition is of accountability, mostly of accountability. Because I just reread the paper that was published 2 years ago on the framework and principle, and they had quite a complex definition of accountability with three different kinds of accountability. So I think it would be useful, at least for me, to have spent some time on this definition. Not much time, but just enough time to have a common understanding of the question.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So I understand you want to put that question to the staff. What is the staff definition of accountability and transparency?
Because they published quite a document on the question. Yeah. That
okay.
Would be like a general question two, in general question two of Brian, I mean, just to add the question of definitions, of working definition.
Now, since time is going on, I hear that the majority of opinions are geared towards Becky's proposal. So may I suggest that based on what Becky formulated, three overarching questions, where I can stand now on transparency, accountability, what role of the staff in accountability and transparency framework, what's planned to improve transparency and accountability, So that under those three headings, we put as a sub-questions those which have been formulated by Becky and Brian, and we submit them to tonight to the board. Sorry, to the staff.
Should I volunteer me and Brian to take one more quick pass at them and organize them so that they can be circulated one more time and everybody can feel that?
You are reading my mind, Becky.
Okay. I'm volunteering Brian too.
So, and then we would invite Rod, Doug, most probably Michelle Denise, who is advisor to Rod on transparency accountability, and then other senior staff members that Rod considers be useful to invite. Would that be acceptable?
Yes, for me.
So no comments, meaning that is acceptable. Let us move then to the next.
No, Peter, here, just a minor matter of protocol. I think it's probably better that we don't name individual staff, that we invite Rod to present for him. It's up to him which staff he puts forward, just a matter of protocol, that was all.
Okay.
Yeah, and Cheryl here, if I may, for just a moment. I don't think we've dropped the issues that Fabio raised with his specific question, but I just think we need to make sure that we've jotted, you know, on our mental maps here, that we do, of course, have, I believe, the opportunity to explore those as a fact-finding mission with perhaps some community interaction at the Brussels meeting. So I don't think we'll be losing sight of those, and we certainly won't be leaving those too far down the track to start to explore. But I certainly am happy with the staff being dealt with at a far more or high level and not asking anything that's going to be seen for them to have to defend, which can in many cases, certainly from my community's perspective, be quite historical issues which may not have current context or basis in reality anymore.
No, I agree. Nothing is lost. Everything is noted in terms of questions and what Fabio formulated, as well as the one Olivier formulated. I think that we need to send initial questions to staff, and then, of course, during the discussion, review team members will be asking questions based on the interaction what we will have with the staff throughout the day of 5th of May.
Giannis, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian, please.
Yeah, I know we're trying to move on, but just quickly for clarification before Becky and I go offline, I'm in agreement with what's been discussed, and I understand the notion of high-level questions. In the draft I put together, I thought it was important that ultimately questions that map very carefully to paragraph 9.1 be proposed to the staff for response. And in doing so, that added somewhat to the volume of the questions. Am I hearing essentially a two-step process for posing questions to the staff? One which is more high level in accordance with the discussion we just had for our first interaction, and then a contemplated follow-on of more detailed, carefully mapped to paragraph 9.1, or are we trying to produce a global list of questions in this exercise?
No, I understand that we're talking about the two lists what Becky and yourself proposed to the mailing list, but only to put them in order under three general headings, overarching headings. But
okay.
That would be the detailed list of questions which would allow staff to prepare their answers.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
So thank you. The draft agenda for the meeting in Marina del Rey. So the suggested items for this draft agenda would be elections of the chair, which would liberate us from chairing the review team, us with Peter. Then interaction with staff. Then adoption of review methodology and timetable. And then discussion of performance indicators or questions for ICANN community which would be then based on a number of inputs which have been so far presented to the review team, namely that of Fabio, Larry, and Warren. So I this is what I understand from our exchanges so far, that these would be four main topics for the meeting. Any comments?
There was a discussion about the vice chair.
Vice chair.
Chair and vice chair.
Yeah. Noted.
Fabio here.
Fabio, please.
I agree with the four points that you have proposed. I'm not so sure that we will have to discuss much on performance indicators, but fine for those points. One question. We will be, the first thing that we will be doing in Marina del Rey is to elect a chair. What about throwing some names around? I have two names in mind. Shall I put them forward?
I feel comfortable playing it open. But again, it depends on others. Does somebody object that we are now suggesting some names? So no objections.
Okay, then I would propose that we elect as chairs either Cheryl or Manal. Either Becky or Manal. My apologies to Cheryl.
I was going to say I would support Manal. I think my community would be keen to see me focused on bringing forward their voices to the table and not being limited in any way by the administrative role of chair.
This is Becky. I'm flattered, Fabio. I actually had not really thought about putting my hat in the ring for this. I wonder. There are some people on the group that that I haven't met, for example, and I wonder if it might be just as well to leave this open to our face-to-face meeting so that we can, you know, begin to put names and voices and faces together and talk about it then.
Yeah, Becky,
we need to measure each other up a little more,
yeah,
don't
we're,
you think,
not,
Becky?
Becky, we're not deciding, so we're just circulating ideas, exchanging ideas on the subject. Okay, any other?
This is Manal. First of all, thank you all for your trust. But I'd rather leave it to the meeting, and maybe we have some volunteers who would assume the job, and I think it would be more easier making it face-to-face.
Okay. So then let me...
Janice, if I may, it might also help if we do something in slightly reversed order. In other words, we settle the matter of co-chair or chair and vice-chair or chair and vice-chairs and then start triaging names because people's commitment to one role or the other might be very different if it is a singular chair management role versus a co-chair role, for example. I don't know. I'm just... putting that forward as a possibility. We might need to deal with the logistics before the line items.
No, my intention was not today put forward any names. So my intention with this small print was just encouraged to think about it because we need to make this determination at the early stage of the meeting. Thank you, Fabio, for proposal. I believe that there might be other proposals, but please think and maybe I can take up, I can volunteer to try to see individually with all of you what's your thinking and put together some proposal that we can discuss in Marina del Rey at the beginning of the meeting. So the review and the review methodology and timetable. I think it's very simple and straightforward exercise. The only thing is that somebody needs to prepare it for adoption. There have been a number of elements in submissions, and here I would like to maybe jump a little bit further and see whether there is somebody who would volunteer to put pen on the paper and keep track on suggestions and prepare a document for Marina Del Rey. And
Becky, I'm happy to play scribe if that is a useful thing to do between now and then.
Becky, you volunteer.
Yes, I volunteer.
Okay, thank you, Becky, for this. Now, next discussion of performance indicators / questions for ICANN community. Fabio, you had some reservations on this point. Could you explain what are your reservations and what's your thinking about it?
I think that the question of metrics indicators will come as a result of the methodology after we will have discussed with the ICANN staff. And I think that at the end of the day, we will not need that many indicators. At this stage, I would say just let's take the issues in the order that you have proposed there. I was just expecting that we will not be spending too much time on the indicators. I don't expect a major exercise of collection of indicators.
Hi, Eric. Can I say something?
Please, Eric, go ahead.
Yes. In general, I agree with the opinion of we don't need the indicator before the meeting in Marina del Rey. But we need to establish some indicators, especially because this review will be periodically. So we need to establish a basis line, and to establish the basis line, we need indicators. So I'm more suggest that separate the discussion of performance indicators to about in other point question for ICANN communities, different things. Maybe we will have our indicators after the meeting in Marina del Rey, but we need to be focused that it's necessary to have that.
Thank you, Eric. Let me maybe clarify a little bit this point. The review should be done against some indicators. So, and in Marina del Rey, we would need to start discussion about those indicators.
Yep.
What kind of questions we'll be asking to staff collecting information and to ICANN community afterwards. So then the sequence of events would be then after this discussion, we would circulate and agree among ourselves kind of a first draft of questions. And then this draft of questions would be put for public comment period. Sometimes mid-May, mid-June. And then in Brussels meeting, the review team would adopt those performance indicators and questions to community after taking into account all public input which would be received during this 30 or 45 days, depending on when we will put this forward. So, and adopted in Brussels, these performance indicators and questions then would be submitted to community and to staff for data gathering. So that is, but the idea is that in the first meeting we need to start talking about that. We need to understand what is the boundaries of review, and maybe the performance indicators is too straightforward for this exercise, as or too narrow for this exercise. But that entails the general discussion about maybe as Willy formulated conceptual framework of the review, and from that conceptual discussion, we would identify what are the questions we would seek answers to.
This is Becky. I think we do have to. I mean, I think our working directions are that we have to clearly develop some some method, you know, some accounting and some review parameters and the kind and that kind of performance indicators. And I think we should adopt them. I think one of the things that, as the initial review team going through here, is that we may want to be mindful of sort of how our thinking about those performance indicators changes over time, and so we may want to, while being fair to the group and being transparent about what those are, I think we should be open to the notion that even after we fix them, we may get information that suggests we've been thinking about something too narrowly or too broadly or whatever. So I would just like to make the sort of the fact that we're adopting performance indicators as a way of being transparent and fair and knowing what we're doing, but also not having them so fixed in stone that we cannot think about other things as we learn in the process.
Yeah, thank you, Becky. Now, for instance, I'm thinking the paragraph 9.1 defines five areas where review should be carried. My question is, does this particular team at this given point in time should address all five issues? Or this team would consider, for instance, two or three out of five, leaving two or three others for the next review process to be examined. I'm not prejudging anything. I'm just giving example what this debate would be about on what we will be reviewing, and once we have this agreement that we're going for that and that and that subject, then we divide and then go deeper, trying to analyze the what are the issues we would like to address, and get recommendations at the end. Because in my view, this exercise is very important, because the questions or performance metrics in reality will be about 50% of the final report. That is extremely important exercise, at least theory says that.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Anybody else wants to comment on this point? So if no request for the floor, my question is, would somebody volunteer to collate all inputs and do some synthesis on these issues and present the document for Marina Del Rey meeting for initial document with the status of a document for discussion? Because there have been a number of inputs, three or four, on this very subject.
Giannis, this is Brian. This is for both performance indicators and prospective questions to the community, or one of the two, just the performance indicators?
No, I think they go hand in hand.
Okay. I'm happy to volunteer.
Thank you,
yeah,
Brian.
Cheryl here. I popped my hand up because I was interested, so perhaps Brian and I could work on that together.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. So we have two volunteers, Cheryl and Brian, for this. Thank you.
Olivier, just one comment. I'm not sure that there is such a strong link between the performance indicator and the question to the community. I think there are going to be questions to the community with a larger scope than just the performance indicator.
Yeah, but I mean they're logistically linked or logically linked.
Yeah, there is some link for sure. Mm.
So that's why. And again, this is just the initial to put together everything members of the team send to the mailing list, put it together, compile, analyze, and then synthesize and present it for further work. So we have volunteers for each of agenda items for the meeting. Now the question we need to resolve is how we will go with this meeting in Marina Del Rey. Will we do it in an open manner, meaning that there would be an audio stream from the meeting, or the meeting will be closed? So what would be opinion?
Yiannis, this is Brian.
Please, Brian, go ahead.
I'm just going to throw out an idea and hope it triggers discussion. As I thought about this, I saw one possible scenario. First of all, and this goes back to the earlier discussion of the questions to pose to staff, my instinct tells me that this first meeting with staff and the interaction is critical, and creating an environment where staff feels as much at ease as possible in sharing information and their views would call for, in my view, a closed session with staff. I also see over the course of the 2 days likely a meeting of our own to, once we receive the inputs from staff, to have an initial kind of organizational discussion, and then possibly a follow-on session which would be a work session to initiate upon gathering data from staff. I would see that third session as one that would, if structured this way, we would definitely want that to be open. And that's just one possible scenario. I'm interested to hear other views.
Thank you, Brian. So closed session with staff, closed working session, and then open working session.
Peter here, Yiannis. Can I just
please
start at a slightly higher level? I think we've had a couple of people say this. I said it, I think, last time and online. I think we need to start with the principle that the meetings will be open unless we close them. So the starting point is that they're open, but we can take them into committee for good reason. Now, I think the reasons Brian's given, for example, are excellent reasons why we would take that particular session in. The other thing we need to make sure is that written questions are published and written answers are published, and they've started to build up the record on our website somewhere. But the discussions about them and questions and things, those can be closed. So I think if we're clear about the principle, people won't mind. I think most mature people realize that we need to get together and have private conversations for thinking out loud purposes.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm speaking. Yeah. If the Fabio had put forward before publishing, everything would not be very helpful as a result. In order to ensure a free and intensive discussion in terms of a face-to-face meeting and a conference call, publishing meeting summary or meeting report could be way to consider.
Thank you, Heng Zhang.
Fabio here.
Fabio, please.
Yes. I would like to support Brian's proposal, but essentially that would mean that we would have the interaction with the staff in a closed session for the good reasons that were given. Then we would be conducting most of our work among ourselves, and then we would be having a sort of final wrapping up session that would be public, and essentially this would serve to communicate to the community at large a bit of the outcome of our work. So it's the three parts that Brian indicated, but I expect that the second one among ourselves will be substantially longer than the third final wrap-up session that should be open.
Thank you.
Cheryl here, Yiannis.
Please, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you. Just coming back to the principle that Peter put forward, which is something, of course, the at-large community is absolutely comfortable with, because we do everything open unless there is a very good reason to close it. And I think that meets what was just being described, excepting I would come back a little bit and look at how we may wish to transcribe or record for either our use or for use in reporting and reference later our own discussions. Clearly, the conversation with staff in this first set of questions and answers and discussions should be in camera. In other words, it's one of those that shouldn't be public. But I would think that our own meetings throughout the rest of Marina Del Rey could be, to a greater or lesser extent, public if anybody is incredibly interested in listening to a transcript of 12 hours worth of our conversations. What we tend to do is have very formal and definite reporting, very public and particular synopsis, but MP3s, transcripts or whatever has been collated accessible should someone wish to drill down and look at what someone said at 5 minutes to midnight on the night of the 23rd. So we've got a full spectrum that we could play with there, and I'm certainly keen to be on the have it open unless there's a very good reason not to.
Thank you, Cheryl. Other comments?
Olivier.
Olivier, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay with Brian as precise by Fabio scheme with close relation with the staff, close discussion between themselves and then public to the community. And that public part is important because it will prepare the field for the question that the community is going to get from us.
Yeah, thank you, Olivier. So, if I may,
sorry to interrupt. This is Manal. Actually, I agree also with what have been said from Brian and Fabio. I just have one question. Do we have a place where we can post the agenda of the meeting, for example, or we don't intend to post the agenda? Other material like our presentations, documents, and things like that. Do we have any intention to post those, or do we have a place where we can put them on the web?
There is a specific place on ICANN website devoted to review process under AOC, and there this will be posted for sure. But let me express some doubts on Brian's proposal. So, particularly on the closed session interacting with the staff. From, let's say, conceptual point of view, this is about the first data gathering of the review team, but equally of the community on issues under consideration. And if we're closing the meeting, which is purely staff information on their thoughts about transparency, accountability in ICANN, we're kind of limiting the access of ICANN community to that information. I don't believe that there is something which would make staff uncomfortable if they present things to the representatives of the community. Why would they not present the same thing to the community in general? So, honestly, I don't see the sensitivity of this first part. So the question is, I mean, I accept that there might be some sensitivities when a review team is discussing staff information or staff submission. But the first meeting with staff, in my view, personally, I think there's no need to keep doors closed. But again, I would like to hear all members of the review team how they feel about the question of this first session.
Well, I guess this is Larry. One of the questions in my mind in terms of the staff discussion is how honest will they be with us if they know the world's listening? If you're asking them to really open up and try to indicate where the weaknesses are, where they have problems, are they going to be willing to do that in a public session? Are they going to tend to want to say everything's fine? So I'm fine with an open meeting as long as it doesn't deter people from speaking honestly, and I'm not sure which way it cuts in this case.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Manan.
Yes, Manan.
I think the suggestion was, again, to make sure that the ICANN staff would be comfortable and open to speak. I mean, I don't think we do mind having this session open, but it's rather to have them comfortable. And the question is, do we need to have every single word being transcribed, or is it enough to be very transparent with the output of this meeting? I mean, we can make sure that the ICANN staff would know that whatever we reach in this session is going to be made public. But, I mean, doesn't have to be word by word.
Hi, this is Louis.
Yes, Louis. Peter, I have an emergency. Would you take up 1 minute of the chairing? I need to go open the door. Peter, Louis, go ahead.
Okay. If I may suggest a way to balance the open versus closed, and are considering closing some of the sessions, perhaps it would be enough to provide either minutes or meeting summaries afterwards, rather than having a have it where everybody can listen in, or there being a full transcript of every word. I think having the minutes or the or a summary of what is said ought to be enough when it's combined with any documentation, written documentation that's provided.
Thank you, Louis.
Thanks, Louis. Are you back, Yanis?
Yeah, I'm back.
Willie here.
Yeah, Willie, go ahead.
Yes, I can understand the concerns about how frank staff would be, but this is really an initial meeting. So, and there may well be follow-up questions coming out of it to staff, which would not necessarily be conducted in an open meeting. So I would be quite concerned that we keep the meeting as open as possible, and because in a sense the issues of optics with the broader community, the first face-to-face meeting of the team, and I think those might override some of the concerns about staff's degree of openness or closeness.
Fabio here.
Fabio, go ahead.
There are arguments on both sides, because on the one hand, this is, you can see, is an important part of the factual basis on which the review team will work. So this is a set of information that should be made available to everybody. On the other hand, there is the question of the frankness that we can expect from the staff of ICANN. Also, we want to have other managers, other members of the staff, but they will be speaking in front of their chairman, in front of their CEO, so in any case, I'm not so sure that we will get that much. But what about having some questions, as we have agreed, asking the staff to answer those questions in a public format, and then close it and have the follow-on questions in a closed session?
Thank you, Fabio, for this proposal. Any reaction, any objection, let me put it that way, any objection to Fabio's proposal to conduct the first part of the engagement with staff based on the list we would submit to them and which would be published, that part of the session would be in open, and then and most probably that would take the first part of the day, and then the second part of the day, then that part of the meeting would be closed, and engagement with staff would continue. Please.
Yeah, it's Peter here. I think that's a good idea, and I think it's the kind of thing that's going to work and deal with the issues that everyone's raised, including Larry's one. If the first round of questions are factual, then the staff have no, and the questions are published in advance, and the answers are also published as part of the minutes.
Yep.
Then that's very much business as usual for the staff, and you know they can say how often, how much, how long, etc. And then the interesting part that we all want to get to, I think, is the discussion about those, and that's the bit that should be done in private.
Yeah, that can be done in camera, particularly on a first run through.
Hmm.
Okay, so I think we have agreement there. And then what about the second day when we will be doing our work without presence of staff? So we agreed with staff. First part of the day open, second part of the day in camera. Second day we will be talking about review methodology, conceptual framework of review, timetable, and we will start discussion of performance indicators and the questions to community.
Open.
Open. And anybody would see the reason to close that part of the meeting? No, the second day is open. It is decided.
Well, so, yes, given that if an issue arises, we can always move into committee and stop. I think that's the best way to move.
Yeah, okay.
Fabio here. Are we going to have a dinner together at the end of the first evening? Probably yes.
Need to eat. We are just humans. So.
So the dinner will be the occasion to have discussions among ourselves and
Yes, dinner will not be open. Yeah, that will be closed.
We won't minute our dinner. Fair enough.
No, we won't. Staff will be off hours. So So we have agreement on the first agenda item. Now we can move to the second, third, and fourth. Though we have touched already a number of those issues discussing draft agenda for Marine Dalry meeting. So let me see whether there is a wish of the members to discuss review methodology and timetable and review team meeting schedule. So I think on review team meeting schedule, we need to agree what we do with the a Brussels meeting, and in this respect, I believe that there was a doodle. And may I ask Alice or Marco to tell what's the result of that that doodle pool?
Yeah, sure, Yanis. Well, basically, there was agreement. You had three options, you know. The first option was to have a meeting lasting only half a day, and the large majority or even the unanimity of respondents prefer to have it either on Friday morning or on Friday afternoon as a second option on Saturday morning. For the second option, having one full day meeting, the preference went to the all Friday, so Friday morning plus Friday afternoon, and the large majority would prefer to have a 1.5-day meeting, propose to have it Friday morning, afternoon, and Saturday morning.
Okay, thank you, Marco.
Welcome.
So what would be the preference?
Yeah, and it's Cheryl here. What wasn't clear in that doodle was whether we had a preference on the options. What did happen in our email exchange on the list was the very valid point that was made that we should maximise the amount of opportunity for productive work to happen whenever we come together. And so the preference, well, certainly didn't note anyone saying that we should only meet on half a day or that we should only meet on one day, but quite the contrary. We should maximise our meeting time and availability in Brussels. So while we're talking about half meeting and one day options, is a little odd to me, but we didn't ask which was our priority, just which of the options we would like to try and meet. So perhaps the first thing we need to establish is, are we going for a one, a half, or a day and a half option?
So,
Fabio here.
Fabio, please.
My preference would be for a day and a half.
Absolutely.
Friday and Saturday morning.
Yep.
Yep.
Any other views?
Yes, Mr. Speaking here, we suggestion for 1 4-day and a half meeting, yes.
1 day and a half, Ping Sang. So,
okay, yes.
Friday, the full Friday meeting of 18th of June and then morning on Saturday,
yes.
19th of June.
Yes.
Any objections to this?
Yes, Peter here. I've got a problem with that. The ICANN, the reason we're going to an ICANN meeting is for the ICANN meeting, and they are actually intensely busy times, and strapping extra work on to an already overloaded agenda, I think, is something we should think very carefully about. I won't be able to do a Saturday morning because of other obligations, and I would imagine that it would be very difficult to get staff assistance if we require it, you know, in terms of getting contributions from Rod or departmental leaders and so forth. So, I mean, if it's just a working group, that's fine. You can carry on without me. But recognize that you're trying to graft into an incredibly, into a humming machine, another piece of machinery, and I think just have to be careful about that.
Peter, I know the board has got that additional workload, but certainly with, you know, ALAC starts its work and GNSO as well, in many cases, certainly all of us are working on the Sunday these days, but we try and split to one half or the other, the Saturday. And I know certainly from working with CCNSO in the past, but the GNSO workload, we can usually manage to keep the Saturday morning clear if we know we can occupy the Friday afternoon with work group activities. So that's why the one and a half might be able to be managed with a committee of the whole on the Friday then, as you'll be taken away on the whole of Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you. So it seems that with a few reservations, still we can opt for the meeting of one full day on Friday and then half day Saturday morning. I hear no objections. With all the limitations, what Peter was talking about. So that is decided. Any other comments on review methodology and timetable?
Yes, Fabio. Yeah.
Fabio, please go ahead.
Larry made a very precise proposal, also in terms of dates. I think he's quite right. What he's proposing makes sense, but I would suggest that we start running doodles as soon as possible, even for the September, November, and December meetings, because we all have a busy calendar. The only comment that I would make as to the sharing out of the work among those meetings is that I would start already in September to discuss the drafting of the recommendations, because that will be the juicy part of our work, and I think we should be starting early to allow sufficient iterations. But yes, for the meetings as proposed by Larry, September, November, and December, but let's be more precise than this. Let's launch some doodles on those three possible meetings.
Okay. Thank you for this proposal. Certainly we will do that. Marco, you take note, right?
Sure. If you already envisage some dates, let us have those dates, because we are not on the list.
Yeah, they should not coincide with the major international happenings in the field. So we have also ITU Plenipot, and I believe that would not be good if that coincide. And most probably there are other meetings, but I'm not aware of.
Okay.
Any other comments on methodology? No, we have. Becky volunteered to put together all comments. We can move on proposed additional agenda item, conceptual framework for the review. And Billy, would you like to speak about that briefly?
Yes, thanks, Yanis. I'm sorry I only got together to put my email on the topic this morning. But I've been trying to think about the issue, the concept of accountability that the team would be adopting. And the literature is fairly interesting in the sense that a distinction seems to be made between traditional accountability, which tends to be retrospective in reviewing what activities that have been undertaken by the institution, and the newer forms of accountability, which try to see it as a more ongoing process of evaluation that doesn't happen at punctuated moments such as our review team is undertaking. And so I thought it would be useful if we could have some discussion at the meeting about how we understand what concept of accountability we want to use, and how we understand it, and how that might then frame what we're doing. And I was looking at the work of the Global Accountability Project, which uses quite a simple conceptual framework where they look at four dimensions. That is transparency, participation, evaluation, and then complaint and response mechanism. And then they investigate a range of different global institutions in terms of those of this framework of accountability. So what I find interesting in their framework is that they include evaluation as part of an accountability framework, and it may be that that is something that we might need to take on board, that an accountability framework that is dynamic and ongoing within ICANN, and which can, of course, be punctuated at certain points by a formal review, but otherwise would be built into the DNA of the institution. So my thought really was to have just that it might be useful if we all have a look at this this framework and use it as a way of trying to sharpen our conceptual understanding of what we understand by accountability.
Thank you, Willy. That goes very much in the direction what Olivier suggested, to have a debate about the definitions.
Yeah.
So would anybody like to comment on come in the debate at this stage? Maybe I then can ask Willy and Olivier that you both you maybe prepare some initial paper initial definitions for our discussion in Marina Del Rey, because that certainly falls in this framework of discussion about performance indicators and the overall debate about the review process. So that would be very, very helpful.
Could I just add, Mrs. Becky, could I just add something? I found the information very, the One World Trust information very interesting and very useful. One of the things that I have always worried about in the various review things that ICANN does of institutions is that there doesn't seem to me to be enough focus on the facts that sort of the ways in which ICANN is and is not like other global institutions, and the sort of connection or the business role and the sort of policy role and how those two things interact in a way that's pretty unique in ICANN. So the only thing I would say to, just in terms of, I think it's an excellent idea, and I hope that Olivier and Willy will be willing to do this, but I would hope that we keep in mind that ICANN is not like a lot of the organizations that the One World Trust looks at in a typical day.
Okay.
Yes, just to respond, Willy, I think that's a very important aspect of what we're looking at, that ICANN does have a certain specificity. But I think it also would be useful to get our sense of accountability clear. And I think that's what's not the idea is not to impose some other framework, but to inform our own understanding.
Yeah, we also need to take into account that President's Strategy Committee came up with a concept of transparency and accountability framework. So that also needs to be factored in our discussion and our thinking about the review process. So we agree that Billy and Olivier will take up this question and prepare some input for our debate in Marina Del Rey.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I think we have covered already agenda point, second point three, which is appointment of penholders, volunteers, and all above issues. Let me just restate. Becky volunteered to write about methodology and timetable. Becky and Brian will circulate the final version of the questions to the staff for the meeting, that we could submit them today, Marina Del Rey time. Brian and Sheryl volunteered to put pen on performance indicators and the questions to ICANN community, the initial input. Willy and Olivier will be writing about definitions, and myself, I volunteered to quietly consult all review team members on possible chair and vice chair of the review team. So, and all this in coming days before the Marina Del Rey meeting. So, I hope this is acceptable.
Yanis.
Manal.
Yes, this is Manal. Sorry, I got disconnected and I'm back now, and I heard you reviewing the volunteers. So, if you allow me to volunteer to help Becky with the review methodology, if she doesn't mind.
I believe that any help is welcomed.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Manal.
Yes, absolutely, Manal.
This is Larry. I, perhaps this is already covered in the task that Becky and Manal are going to take on, but we didn't talk today at all about the suggestion of having a engaging a firm to conduct some sort of a management review or audit. Is that something Becky will write up, or do we need a separate set of suggestions written up on that precise topic?
No, I think that that is part of methodology, Larry. If you want to come back to this, we still have about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes left for the meeting. So we can revisit the methodology and have an exchange of views on your proposal.
That's fine if people want to talk about it. I just wanted to make sure we would have it on the list for next week, and it sounds like we do. But if people would like to discuss it this morning, that's fine.
Yeah, it's Peter here. I've got four things that came up last time, of which that was one. Larry, I think it's a really good one. I think the way I had thought we'd left experts was that as we did our own work, we would gradually come to realize where it was that we needed that expertise, and we'd have some quite specific questions to ask. At the moment, we're still not sure what we're doing, in fact, about, you know, the methodology and so forth. So I'm assuming that we can leave the experts until it's clear that we have a problem that expertise will solve, and then we can appoint them.
Hey, Peter, this is Becky. I understood the proposal for a management review to be just very directed at sort of looking at the structure of, you know, sort of how the staff works and reporting and basic management functioning within ICANN as a component of accountability, but not in particular, you know, one of the forms of accountability or not necessarily, but as a baseline analysis of how the staff functions in regards to accountability and transparency.
Fabio here. Why don't we ask Larry to restate in 2-3 minutes the purpose of his proposal?
Excellent.
Yes, Larry, please go ahead.
Certainly, I'd be happy to do so. This stems from the same kind of lack of expertise or feeling about it that Peter just mentioned, which is that we're dealing with a very unique type of organization here in terms of to whom is it accountable, and it doesn't fit any of the normal standards like a for-profit corporation or even many not-for-profits where there's a clear set of individuals to whom the organization owes its fiduciary duty. So the idea here would be to take some of those tools, though, that are used to assess corporate governance and apply them to ICANN in terms of the quality of its decision-making and to take a deeper dive into some of the processes there and try to understand why, in the face of so much paper process in terms of seeking comments and such, we still end up in a situation where, at least historically, people have not been all that happy with the quality of the decision-making. So the idea was, my suggestion has been, we ought to consider engaging a firm that does this sort of work in the context of for-profit and not-for-profit corporations to take a look at what is it about ICANN that maybe leads to this concerns that people have. And they would come in and with a fairly, I don't know how standard a set of tools it would be, but it would actually probably involve parachuting a team of people into California to really study the organization over a, 4 to 5 week period along a methodology that presumably will be one that we'll be satisfied with and we'll have input into, but based on the kind of governance work that's being done out in the corporate world more generally. But I want to emphasize that this is not to do like a, for those of you who are familiar in this country with Sarbanes-Oxley and the type of audits that led to, where firms would go into corporations and just check off boxes to see if there was a process to do this and a procedure to do that. That's not what I have in mind at all. I really have something more in mind to get at the issue of how decisions get made, how the process works, which is a little softer than just checking to see if they've got processes and procedures. But there are firms, well-known firms, that do this around the world, and I think it would be no problem finding a good one if that's the way people want to go.
Larry, do you know how that would cost, how much that would cost, if we would, we would hire a company?
I don't. I think we would have to talk to individual firms and see what they would have to offer. And you know, part of it would be to discuss this in more detail next week with the idea of perhaps inviting some firms to actually present to us proposals in Brussels. I would guess, just from my knowledge of similar type engagements, that this is probably on the order. This is a several hundred thousand dollar project, but I think it would be under $1 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Fabio here. Fabio. I find the proposal of Larry excellent.
Okay. Any other comments? Becky Manel, you heard this proposal, since this is part of the review methodology. So stay in touch with Larry, put that in, and we will be discussing it further in Marina, but also with the full knowledge of financial implications, since the review process is not budgeted. ICANN is running tight budgets. We need also to consult whether that is feasible from a financial point of view, and whether we can do it in time when this review team should submit the final recommendations.
Fabio here, a brief remark. I think that the cost of this management review could be offset against the work of the four review teams, because the results of this management review are particularly relevant for the first one, but might also be useful for the other three review teams.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with that. So that's a good remark.
Cheryl here. Yanis, I think that they're all very, very important points, and certainly we'd need to look, and I guess it's fairly good timing right now at the point in the strat plan framework, and now moving into meaningful line entry fleshed out budget cycle that ICANN is in, for this to be raised at the right time, and this seems to be the right time. I do think running this sort of baseline metric across all four reviews would be probably about the only rational way of doing it, actually. But I'd also be very keen that the deliberations that we go through in all of this is done very much in public, and would be looking at Brussels with as much community interaction as possible in this, because, you know, basically anything over... I'm trying to think of a small enough number to be meaningful, but certainly, you know, if we're working the other side of, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, our community being very aware of how fiscally sensible we need to be at the moment, would want to have the a huge amount of accountability and transparency involved in that decision, because there is a great deal of concern that we look very, very closely at expenditure and where the bang for the buck can be spent, because it's all fairly limited at the moment, at least in the FY10, and FY11 might be a little more open, I don't know, but we need to explore that.
Yeah, so I've got a couple more points that we've got time. One of them is to check on the visa, if we can, for Jin Sheng, so that we can get him to, you know, how are we going about getting him to the meeting?
Yeah, that was also on my list. Is everything settled with your visa with the visa to the United States? Jin Sheng, are you with us?
For me. So far, yes, still have some problem. We are continuing to connect with the embassy in China for United States. Yeah.
So
still have some issues. We are going to continue to discuss with the embassy in China for United States. Yeah.
Okay.
Just to remind you of the offer of help from the Department of Commerce, and of course, if ICANN can help in any way, Jin Sheng, just let me know, please, so that we can get, if we can help with that. We appreciate that sometimes you know, it's out of our control. But if there's something that we can do, please let us know.
So, Peter, this is Fiona. Just to let you know, we've been in contact with the embassy, with the State Department here, and with our colleague from China, and we're hoping this is not going to be an issue.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Fiona.
The other admin item was the time slot in Brussels. I haven't yet got anything to report on that. The request has been made fairly clearly and fairly strongly that this team wants some time to communicate with the public, but I can't yet say when it's going to happen.
Can I just ask for example, Larry Strickling presumably is not going to be available the entire week of the ICANN meeting, so it would be particularly important for those who are not regular to make sure we try to get a time that is works for people who are planning to be there only part of the time.
Probably the early part of the week then, Becky. Yeah.
Becky, as I promised last time, I contacted the ICANN staff on this subject, and I was in touch with Doug. And Doug is looking now actively where to put the session, and most likely the session will be on Wednesday. So Wednesday around early afternoon, and that would be session for Accountability Transparency Review Team to present their work and engage with community for about an hour and a half. And then maybe there will be very tiny bit of information about the selection process of two other review teams, who is and on internet security, where Rod and myself we would present the state of play for that. Time hasn't been allocated yet, but staff is looking at and they said that they will do everything they can to make it happen.
Willie here. Willie. Just a comment on this. It may be that in terms of the review methodology that we might need to look at more than just a report back session, but some process of starting to engage the community in the evaluation process. So perhaps we'll be able to flesh that out in more detail next week, the following week, yeah.
Yes, certainly. The only limitation is that these sessions will not be longer than 1 hour and 30 minutes. So, and we need to be realistic what we can achieve in 1 hour and 30 minutes.
What I mean is that we may have to delegate some form of working group to engage with stakeholders on a more ongoing basis during the week, so that it's not, you know, that people can feel that their voices have been heard. And
no, that can be. We can do it something on the margins of the meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that is feasible. Thank you for that proposal. I think that this is good input to Becky's and Manal's thinking. So, any other questions, Peter?
Yes, for my last one, Yanis, is the conflict of interest policy. We have a major possible conflict of interest already on the team that we need to have a mechanism for dealing with. So we need to make sure we've got to decide which of the various practices that are available or invent our own one. So I suggest we put that on the agenda for Marina Del Rey next week.
Okay. Would you, who would like to volunteer to prepare some document for this discussion? Anybody? Nobody. Peter, would that be appropriate to ask ICANN legal staff to do something?
That might be a way around it, yes. Why don't I ask them? See what they say.
Okay, that's prerogative of the chair of the board to ask staff. I'm not entitled. So then that brings us to the end, unless there is another issues under any other business. So I don't hear any. I will not repeat what we agreed We have a number of volunteers. We agreed to provide questions to staff by end of today. During today's working day in Marina del Rey, we agreed on meeting in Brussels, on the dates of meeting in Brussels, 17th, 18th. We will start very soon doodles for next meetings in September, November, and December. And these doodles also should include maybe the location, proposed location of meetings. And so we are seeing each other on 5th in the morning in Marina del Rey Hotel. For those who arrive on 4th, we most probably informally will engage and see whether there is a desire to get together on the evening of 4th. But that is up to us, and we will handle it intersessionally. So that brings me to the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Any other comments at this stage? Yes.
Thank you, Yanis. Well done.
Thank you, Peter. And
thanks, Yanis.
So, good rest of the week and safe travels to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Night all.
Thank you.
Goodbye. See you there.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.